Everybody, and welcome to the 100 Year Real Estate Investor. We are your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is a show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, it's going to be an interesting one today. If we're talking long-term, it's all about protection, right? It's not just offense. We're going to play a little defense today, too. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great, Jake. How are you?
Always making it happen, big man. Today, we have a special guest. We have our 100-year real estate investor co-founder, Teresa Kuhn, who just happens to be our resident expert on all things whole life. But we're getting in the weeds today a little bit, so it's going to be much, much more than that. So here's the deal. We're going to do our best to remain objective, cool, calm, and collective, and it's not going to be easy for this one, especially for the objectivists here. And Gino, might I say, the shirt And the bleeping tan, I might need to get back to Florida because you're looking really good right now, my friend. You're looking very good. So
my motto is happy Jake, be Gino.
Always smiling. So as many of you may know, during recent times, a couple of weeks ago, we are right now first week of March 2022, a few weeks ago, I think it was actually February 23rd, during the Canadian Freedom Convoy, aka the truckers protest. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Emergency Orders Act basically aimed to cut off funds to the protesters. Okay, so you're saying, well, where's this going? Bear with me, folks. The financial service providers in Canada, such as banks, were required to freeze the accounts of protesters. So checking accounts, savings accounts, and even cryptocurrency, just to name a few. And so, you know, we consider him a celebrity. Dr. Jordan Peterson actually came out and said he was in contact with a Canadian military official. And he stated that anyone with any sense gets their money out of the bank, especially anyone opposed to Trudeau at this point. Pull your money out of the bank. This is like, I can't, like, even saying this stuff seems like I'm in an alternate universe right now. Like, this is actually happening in the world we live in, just north of the border. Look, I grew up in New York. We would go to Canada, you know, we called it. But listen, Niagara Falls all the time. We're in Canada all the time. You know, it was fun. And it just seemed like an extension of the U.S. It wasn't really a big deal. Things were not that much different there. But this is crazy. So here's what was happening. Literal lists began to circulate in Canada with the people's names that the government believed either attended a protest, and this is key, or helped provide supplies, GoFundMe, there was the Christian website, etc. So if they associated with you as you were being a protester or you're giving supplies, you're getting cut off. This took many of us by a big surprise. Okay. Like, whoa, this is really serious here. Cause there's always opposing views, right? And you know, we believe in peaceful protests. So what the hell is going on? Basically this took us by surprise, and we're looking for ways as Americans just north of the border, how can we avoid something like this? If this comes here, I value my livelihood and I don't want to be a part of anything like that. So again, we're trying to stay objective, but there were many protests in the U.S. over the past few years. Okay. And depending on which side of the aisle you land on, there was, you know, protests for the right, left, you know, everywhere. So what if you end up in the crosshairs? Okay. What if you're giving money to a group that holds opposing views of whoever the current administration in power is? Do you want to be at risk to potentially have your family get their funds completely cut off, and then you're pulling out your pockets, you want to go to the grocery store, you want to get some gas? Nope, sorry, you don't qualify anymore. We're cutting you off. I'm not prepared to have the government take away my livelihood. I don't know, you know, Gino, about yourself, but I'd love to hear, you know, what your thoughts were on this entire situation.
That is the longest monologue from Jake Stenziano on opening a show, dude, in history.
Dude, maybe I'm triggered, bro. Maybe I'm going woke, but it didn't feel good even hearing about this. I felt bad for those folks.
Well, it's the classic, well, you got triggered. It's stimulus response. You've had time to digest it. And I think what we all need to do is to do personal responsibility. I give those truckers a huge amount of credit. I mean, the courage that they showed, they displayed. And by the way, those mandates appear to be lifted because of the convoy, but now their businesses are being torn apart. Their trucks are actually being auctioned off and sold. So it's amazing, as we had interviewed G. Edward Griffin months ago, for that 10 or 15%, that tip of the spear, that's all you need for people to be revolt and to against an ideology or something that's going on in this current climate. I give them a ton of credit. Could I have been able to do that? I don't know, but I would have been shocked if I went and I supported something and all of a sudden they're freezing my bank account, my ability to earn a living. I mean, we're going to talk with Teresa right now on ways how the ultra wealthy, they've written laws into the books for the ultra wealthy to get around these current things that they're putting in place. And you know, the 100-year real estate investor really is about whole life insurance, and it's about the dual asset strategy. But when I saw this, I said, wow, are they touching whole life? That was the first question, Jake. I said, are they going after whole life? Because I know a lot of protections, you can't go after it. And we got the answer, and we have Teresa here to talk about it. We're also going to talk about other benefits that whole life has, other protections from bankruptcy, from creditors, and all that. So it's not just chasing a rate of return, as everyone likes to do. Sometimes you need to have safe money. And can you imagine, you have money in a bank account. Someone comes to freeze, whether it's the IRS or whether it's the government, you have no more access to that money. Where does your livelihood go? So those are some questions
you got a farm out back. So yeah, absolutely. So we believe, gang, obviously, we've said it a million times, whole life is a great substitute for a savings account. Mm-hmm. But our goal here today was to discover what happened to the folks in Canada. Were those accounts frozen? And what can we do to prepare for, you know, I hope to God nothing like this ever comes to the US. But since Teresa has contacts all over the globe and knows everything whole life, she did a little bit of research and she's here to report for us today. So Teresa, what'd you find out?
Found out a couple things. And I'll start off by saying one of the phrases that we have trademarked is your savings deserve more. And again, it's not just rate of return. It's not just about the benefits, but imagine if you were put in a position where you spoke your mind and for whatever reason, the political climate, the government climate, the legal climate, you are in a financial peril because of the words that you spoke or because of a position that you took. Well, I have friends in Canada in the whole life insurance industry. And when all this went down, all of us were talking, hey, wonder what's going on with whole life. Are whole life insurance policies protected in Canada? Because here in the United States, in many jurisdictions, there are some phenomenal protections for policy owners. So I'm going to read specific information that was provided to me by text. I'm not going to make anything up because we want to be as accurate as possible. And so we'll begin with saying what the communications that I was given regarding what was going on in Canada at the time. What was it, February 23rd-ish, Jake, I think you said? So there were new rules. There was an emergency authorization that came down, and there were rules regarding the confiscation of the financial assets of those who were protesting or involved with the convoys and the truckers. And it said that the new rules makes demands of a broad list of entities, including banks, investment firms, credit unions, loan companies, security dealers, fundraising platforms, insurance companies, and fraternal benefit societies. They must determine whether they're in possession or control of property of a person who's attending an illegal, what they consider a legal protest, or providing supplies.
That's a whole nother podcast right there, but I'll move off of that one for now.
Right. So the new regulations say the act doesn't apply to life insurance policies, whole life insurance policies, and that people who suffer injury or damage as a result of the order may apply for compensation. The order also gives the government the power to designate certain areas as secure protected places, including critical infrastructure. Okay, so it still was not clear. Does this refer to whole life insurance or not? I pushed back. What I got as a response was the Ministry of Finance for Canada confirmed that the current Emergency Act does not affect the life insurance policies. So my colleagues in Canada who do very similar work and have very similar philosophies as we do, you know, their clients who were involved with the convoys and
their lifeline at this point.
That's their lifeline. If their bank accounts are closed, if their securities accounts are closed, imagine your security account has been confiscated, has been closed, your positions have been removed. Imagine if you're up or down, you know, think of the ramifications. We're not saying what the truckers did was right or wrong. We're just saying, if this was you, you were speaking your mind.
Regardless of what it was.
And all of a sudden you're finding yourself.
The government doesn't like your opinion. Okay. And they're basically penalizing you. Thought police. But anyways, yes. Okay.
You got it. And your lifeline is that cash value sitting in your whole life insurance policy that you set up that was a little different than what everybody else told you to do. That is your lifeline. Now, let's bring it back to the United States. Can that ever happen here? I don't know. We're living in some really interesting times. I think anything can happen. and everything is off the table.
I'm going to go pop culture. I'm going to go pop culture for a minute on you. Okay. So for those of you that know, there's a show out there called like The Handmaid's Tale. Okay. And they position Canada in that as the US got into like civil war and tyranny broke out and everyone was trying to escape to get to Canada because it was the liberal free space. Okay. Well, that was like a overwhelming thought potentially in the US, like Canadians are safe. They don't fight with each other, blah, blah, blah. Look what just happened in a place where everyone thought it was a, you know, a beacon of the West, freedom rang in Canada. And this just happened right at our doorstep, just north of the border. Okay. This is serious. This is not like some small potatoes here. They stripped freedoms away from these people for nonviolent protests.
And I would say as a former attorney, without adjudication, this is without a court order. This is without you being, you know, given the benefit of a process, a legal process. So it's fascinating.
It's theft. It's theft.
You know, we think so, right? And The Handmaid's Tale, that's a dystopian, I think, predictive programming. And if you look up predictive programming, it tells you a whole lot about television and the programming on television. It's giving you ideas. It's planting seeds in the culture as to what's acceptable in the future or not, right? It just so happens that Canada was the beacon of freedom. The United States was oppressive in terms of, you know, the dystopian society at the time, right? But let's take it to another level. All right, that's what happened in Canada. You can agree with it or not. And, you know, thank God for those Canadians who had whole life insurance and had cash value sitting in their whole life insurance.
Teresa, the point is we consider like, hey, you know, there's a lot of similarities with the US and Canada, Great Britain, whatever the case is, we're on par with them, right? We think, you know, hey, we were comfortable to go to Canada. It seems a lot like the US. Like, this is a big deal, so.
It's a huge deal. It's not like we're talking about China or Russia. We're saying, you know, those poor Chinese, you know, if they disagreed with
the oppressed, you know,
they'd have their homes confiscated. That's so far away. No, we're talking about right across the border.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Toronto has a baseball team. Okay. That plays in the American League. Okay. Exactly. This is what I'm saying here. Yes.
Exactly. So let's bring it to the work that we've been doing and I've been doing for a very, very long time with my clients. And why whole life insurance? And why is whole life insurance and permanent life insurance in general protected by Congress? Because a lot of politicians own it. A lot of wealthy people own it. So there is a special status with these kind of policies that other financial vehicles don't have, like a regular bank account. And it's protected by Congress and it's protected by the states. There are many states in this country where if you own a life insurance policy, a whole life insurance policy, it is bankruptcy proof, it is creditor proof, it is lawsuit proof, judgment proof, right? So think about Ken Lay.
Who's Ken Lay?
Ken Lay was the CEO of Enron, who was found to have defrauded Wall Street, thousands if not millions of shareholders, employees, like a big deal. Ken Lay had millions of dollars in life insurance products. And today, many years after he died in prison, his wife and family and estate are still benefiting from those life insurance products that he purchased prior to his conviction. Do y'all remember O.J. Simpson?
You know, no O.J., the juice.
Juice, whether you agree with the verdict or not, did the glove really fit or not, doesn't matter. O.J. Simpson had a lot of money in life insurance products, and he was living in a state that protected the values of those life insurance products.
So the juice was living in Florida with the orange juice. That's what happened, right? Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Now, I will tell you, part of the work that we do with a 100-year real estate investor, and it is very state dependent, right? So we can't give a global statement that this is true for every state in the union. But for many of our clients, and I can speak to, let's say, Texas, which is where I'm from. I was just on the phone with a client this morning, retired physician, very strategic and intentional about the amount of money that he positioned into his whole life policies because he was in a specialty of medicine where he was a target for lawsuits. I have celebrity clients that have the FTC's, you know, radar and they've got a bullseye on their back. Having money in these policies prior to the time that you get in trouble. You can't do it after you get into trouble, right? It is.
Yeah, and we're not talking about going out and breaking the law. There's people that literally were donating to a cause that they believed in, and then they got their heads chopped off.
Exactly. And, you know, we're not talking about people with a lot of money. We're talking about people who, you know, donated $20. And I don't know if this is true. Haven't personally confirmed it. Donated $20 to the cause. They shut down their bank accounts, and that's how they feed their families. I mean, crazy. We're living in crazy, crazy times. So today, these life insurance products, these, you know, the 100-year real estate investor, whole life insurance product is a safe haven for your cash. It's been recognized as a safe haven for a very long time by Congress and by many states.
So Jake and I did a podcast with Andrew Cordell on the rules of money. And this is where it comes to with the rules of money. If you're going to play the game of money, learn the rules. And where do wealthy institutions, such as banks, bank-owned life insurance, such as corporations, corporate-owned life insurance, such as the current president of the United States, cash value life insurance, where do they put their money? Where do they hold their money as a safe haven? They are utilizing whole life insurance. And for me, I'm utilizing it for my family, whether you're utilizing it for asset protection, whether you're utilizing it for the death benefit to, you know, pay for those estate taxes going down the road, whether you're utilizing it as a safe harbor. And for me, it's a savings and management tool where I'm buying policies on my children and I'm able to utilize that money today and not losing that opportunity cost where I'm putting money into a government plan program, whether it's a 529 or a 401k, and they can change the rules at any time. The wealthy are utilizing these policies. So if you want to start acting like a wealthy person, you start utilizing the strategies that they utilize. And for most of them, they are all using this whole life. And, you know, Jake is talking about the doom and gloom. And I never thought that.
Am I talking about doom and gloom, or did this just happen? No,
well, I'm just saying, you know,
I'm not saying this could it happen in the US? We don't know. We hope not. But this just happened.
No. What I was going to say was, this was never a thought in our minds a year ago when we started the 100-year real estate investor. Now it's, I guess, a cherry on the top for all of the other benefits that we were talking about, creating a dual asset, having a plan for to be able to pay for your estate taxes when you pass away more efficiently, having protection, all these benefits. Now, this is just another one that you need to utilize. And for us, it's always about that being able to save the money, have the opportunity cost, not have every dollar chasing risk. We don't want to have that. So we have these policies and we're able to borrow the money out of it and go and look for that opportunity and utilize it. So for me, I'm just thinking to myself, if I'm someone sitting on the couch and my partner's Jake Senziano and he starts donating to one of these ventures and then all of a sudden I get caught up, it can happen to you out there. I mean, it's guilt by association. That's what starts happening. So don't think that you can be out of it. Cause like Jake said, the next election may come by and there may be some protesters here and there may be a Republican in office and the Republican might say, hey, we're banning those people. So it doesn't happen on whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Aisle. It could be, you know, you might be the opposition to whoever the hell's in power and end up on the wrong side of things.
Yes. So that's the important thing. There's so many benefits to whole life, but this one just came up. And that's why Jake and I and Teresa, we sat down, we huddled and we wanted to really come up with a show and just to put out the what ifs if it happens and all the benefits that there are out there and the people who are utilizing these strategies. It's not for the 90%.
It's not happening in China. It's not happening in Russia. It's happening in Canada. Mm-hmm. It's coming to your doorstep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings and philosophies that I've been, you know, talking about for decades.
Don't trust the government. No. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, you can go back to, you know, Living Wealthy Radio 15 years ago, the shows that I was doing. You know, we had those conversations, right? G. Edward Griffin, you know, he was one of my guests way back. However, the philosophy is the quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of options that you have. Could you, if you were a Canadian who gave money to the truckers, right? Could you have anticipated that you would have the need to have cash in your whole life policy because your other bank accounts were shut down? Could you have anticipated that? Probably no way. And you know what? If that was you and you had money sitting in your whole life policy in Canada, you now had an option you wouldn't have had otherwise. I cannot tell
Protest
you.
Away.
I cannot tell you How many clients give us the feedback? You know, clients that we've had for many, many, many years, and they say, you know what, Teresa, I remember you saying that. And now that I'm such and such age, or I have a situation, or this happened, you know, knowing that I have the options that these policies give us is worth so much weight and gold.
Mm-hmm. Jake, last thing
we're here about, giving you options, giving you a better quality of life.
The last thing I want to mention before I know you're going to wrap it up, read a book about reasoning. This gentleman, author, wants to get reasoning back. And his quote was, the quality of your mind leads to the quality of your decisions, which leads to the quality of your life. So when we're talking about your mind, start looking at things logically and rationally and seeing if you want to become a wealthy person, what do they do? So if you're thoughtful out there and you're not buying into the buy term and invest the difference world where you're renting as far as not owning something, because we've got a whole life for life. If you make that decision, all of a sudden the quality of your life is going to be much better because of what Teresa said. You have more options out there. So that's what it's all about. It's about going out there, getting information that is transparent, that's really honest, that people are actually utilizing it. And like I said, this may not be for everybody, but if you're out there and you want to strive to become wealthy and you want to have autonomy, this is an amazing tool and an amazing strategy to utilize.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we're here promoting the dual asset strategy, having whole life, repurposing the money into real estate investments. This is a cherry on the top that Gino just referenced. Mm-hmm. You can do two things. You can stick your head in the sand, say, this is never going to happen to me. I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to think about it, and take the anti-responsibility approach. Or you can look into it and see if it makes sense for you. It's simple. And we're not here. Look, you guys, you need to do what's best for you and your family. But I always recommend people to take the high road of responsibility, because it always has served me in my personal and professional life. So Teresa, thank you so much. Really appreciate you reaching out to your contacts across the world, and Gino for looking so dapper in that pink shirt. And I'm envious of the tan.
Very Jake, handsome. Both of you are very handsome today, both of you.
Oh, Teresa, you're too much.
DualAssetStrategy.com. Go visit the website. If there's any information, schedule a call, Teresa. See what your options are out there. See if the strategy fits you. And for most of the listeners out there, we're all striving to become entrepreneurs and striving to be wealthy. The strategy is amazing. It's all about long-termism. It's all about thinking about long-termism. And I'll end it with Jake, what Jake said. If you want to be successful in life, you need to be responsible in life. And responsibility and the 100-year real estate investor and the dual asset strategy all come together. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Teresa.
Perfect. Thanks, everybody.